This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. $80 million. $79.9 million, to be completely correct. That's how much Time Warner Cable CEO Robert Marcus will get when he loses his job. That is, after he finishes selling Time Warner Cable to Comcast. Marcus was on the job for just 6 weeks, making this one of the most golden of golden parachutes ever. Nancy Kane from the Harvard Business School is here for a little perspective on that. Nancy, it's good to have you back.
Always a real pleasure.
This idea of golden parachutes, first of all, is not new, right? They've been around forever.
They've been around for at least a generation of CEO compensation.
And they are a key element in keeping CEOs in the fold, as it were, when things like, as with Time Warner, changes of control happen, yes?
Exactly. And they are, you know, considered by compensation consultants, board members, and many CEOs to be essential elements toward that end.
However, comma is what I hear you saying.
Exactly. So there is the size, proportion, right, frequency, and actual efficacy of golden parachutes as they have, if you will, unfolded.
Right. Yeah. Boom, boom. Let's
our
hope
own
they unfold,
time.
Right. Yeah.
Right, exactly. It really is much more questionable.
Play that out a little bit. So the data does not support what is going on in reality.
The data does not support that if you pay someone like Robert Marcus more than $1 million a day, which is what effectively the take-home daily pay is on something like that, that necessarily, you know, Comcast and particularly Time Warner shareholders are going to be better off than if you paid him something that most reasonable people, including compensation experts and other CEOs, would recognize as some kind of reward for what he's doing, helping shepherd the sale of the company.
Is there a reasonable amount, percentage, a way to figure this out? I mean, this is a $45 billion deal, Comcast buying Time Warner, and total golden parachutes to Mr. Marcus and others are $135 million. So is there a reasonableness test?
It really reflects, right? The $80 million really reflects the overall inflation, if you will, right? The overall bar getting raised higher and higher and higher in corporate America for the very, very senior levels of corporations. And there, you know, there's no new news in that. What's really interesting about that is new is new research coming out that makes a very strong data-driven, evidence-rich argument that the very wealthiest Americans are largely corporate-driven, and they're being rewarded for work that is very, very hard at the corporate level to attribute solely to one person. So if this huge and growing gap between top corporate officers and their pay and everyone else in the river is really a big driver in wealth and income inequality and all the reverb from that. Well, that's interesting and that's important.
Nancy Kane at the Harvard Business School. Nancy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kai.